Alright, so this is going to be my Cuphead OC voice thingamajig. Okay, so her name is Rune. I'm thinking of Rune Chaudron, but it kind of sounds like, kind of looks like it's spelled like cauldron. So, and runes are part of witchcraft and Wiccan, and well, I don't really know it, but I know what a rune is. So maybe she'd be. Okay, so she basically creates all the potions that are in Cuphead, and then she gives them to. Yeah, and then she gives them to the shopkeep at Cuphead to sell to the little duo. Yeah, to the brother duo. And she has a house on the third aisle. Yes, on aisle 3. And, well, her attacks and stuff, I don't really want to go there. I'm still trying to figure out a final form. I know all the I know all the attacks, but yeah. So basically, how she sold her soul to the devil, I'm still working on that. I want to make sure, well, I don't know if she lost a bet. She's a witch, so. I have it! So, like, maybe. So, she went. So, basically, she was somewhere else before going to all the aisles. Let's just say that they didn't appreciate her being a witch back in the 1900s, I think. It was the 1800s or 1900s. And so they threatened to burn her at the stake if she didn't leave immediately since she was caught doing witchcraft. Well, she did leave. She did leave with barely any of her stuff behind. They burned down. They basically burned down the village that she, the witch village that she was living in. And they killed everyone and everybody that she loved. So basically, she fled to the Isles in order to save herself from the people that were going to kill her. And let's just say she winds up at the Devil's Casino. Not really to bet anything, but to kind of just ease her sorrows from, well, her friends and family being burned to death. So yeah, back to where I was going to. So she was just not really betting away. She was on a win/losing streak, and she didn't really care. All she cared about was just trying to let her sorrow slip away from her. And then, the devil comes in. She doesn't really recognize him since her eyes are filled with tears, but all she knows is that somebody's asking to play with her, and betting on something. A soul. A soul contract, to be exact. When she heard that, she quickly wiped her eyes. Oh no, this is turning into a story. I didn't mean it to go like this. So basically, she wipes her eyes, and then she asks the devil, like, what in the world? I didn't ask to get my soul taken away. And so, the devil kind of knows what she's going through. And so she says, you can get revenge on all those people who killed you, who killed your family and your friends. If you just play this little game. And if you win, well, basically, her sorrows will be free from her. But if she lost... Well, actually, no, it wouldn't really be a bet. I guess it wouldn't be a bet, and more like, basically, she's just trying to get back at the people that killed her family and friends, and so she struck up a deal with the devil. And now that the devil has her soul contract, she got revenge on the people that took away her family and friends from her. So, yeah. So maybe she's kind of like a little kiss-up to the devil in some ways. So she'd be like... Oh, little devil to help. Oh, no. That's too... Eh. Oh, my little devil darling. How have you been? Ugh. You're just like, Oh, devil dearie. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you didn't really want to ask for this. I'll show those little cups what's worth it. No. Basically... I'll show those little cups. I'll work on the dialogue lines later. I just gotta get ready for bed. I'm tired.